Chapter 5. Heathcliff Returns.
It was a beautiful September evening. Ellen was coming back from the garden with some apples. The moon was just beginning to rise, and there were shadows in the corners of the house. Ellen stood still for a moment, watching the beautiful moon. Suddenly, she heard someone behind her say, "Good evening, Ellen." It was the deep voice of a man. She turned around, a little afraid. She saw a man with fine clothes and a dark face and hair. She stared at him in surprise.
"I've been waiting in the garden for an hour," he said. "I knew I couldn't go into the house. Don't you know me, Ellen?"
She caught her breath and stared at the man. His face was dark and handsome, and his eyes were full of black fire. She remembered those eyes.
"Heathcliff, is it really you?"
she whispered. "Yes, it's I," he said. He stared at the windows of the house. They were all dark. "Is she at home?" he asked quickly. He stared at her with his dark eyes. "Where is she, Ellen? Go to her and say that a man from Gimmerton wishes to speak to her."
"Heathcliff, no,"
said Ellen.
"I don't know what it would do to her. How will she respond?"
"Don't worry about that," Heathcliff said quickly. "Go and tell her. I'm in hell until you do." Ellen did not think she had any choice, so she went into the house. When she got to the sitting room, she saw Edgar and Kathy sitting by the window. They were looking out at the beautiful park in the moonlight. The room seemed peaceful. Ellen did not want to speak to them, but she knew she had to.
"Mrs. Linton, a man from Gimmerton wishes to speak to you,"
Ellen said nervously.
"What does he want?"
asked Kathy.
"I don't know, madam." "Well, close the curtains, Ellen,"
said Kathy,
"and please bring in the tea. I'll be back again in a moment."
She went out.
"Who is it, Ellen?" asked Edgar.
Ellen did not want to hide the truth from him.
"It is Heathcliff, sir,"
she said.
"You remember him. He's come back."
Young Mr. Linton looked shocked.
"What? That boy is here?"
He jumped up and walked across the room to the window. He opened it and leaned out. Kathy and Heathcliff must have been below, for he called out quickly,
"Don't stand there, love. Bring the man inside."
In a few moments, Kathy flew upstairs, wild-eyed, and threw her arms around her husband's neck.
"Edgar, darling,"
she cried,
"Heathcliff's come back."
I know, he cried. "I didn't think he was such a wonderful person."
"Oh, Edgar, I know you didn't like him,"
she said.
"But please be friends now, for me. Should I tell him to come upstairs?"
He stared at her.
"Here?" he said.
"Well, of course,"
cried Kathy.
"Where else?"
She was about to run downstairs again, but Edgar stopped her. He turned to Ellen and said,
"Ellen, tell Heathcliff to come up. And, Catherine, dear, try not to be silly. The man is only a poor servant, after all."
When Ellen returned with Heathcliff, Kathy ran forward, took both his hands, and led him to Edgar. Then she grabbed her husband's fingers and put them into Heathcliff's. Now that Ellen could really see Heathcliff, she could not believe how he had changed. Heathcliff looked like a tall, handsome man, while Edgar still looked like a boy. Heathcliff's actions were like a gentleman's, but Ellen saw that his dark eyes were still wild. Edgar did not know what to say to the man who his wife seemed to love so much.
"Sit down, sir," he said at last. "I am glad that your return makes my wife so happy."
"And I am glad also," answered Heathcliff calmly.
Heathcliff sat down opposite Kathy. Kathy could not stop looking at him. Ellen saw the look on Edgar's face when Kathy suddenly stood up and took Heathcliff's hands again.
"Heathcliff, it's like a dream,"
Kathy cried.
A wonderful dream. Oh, how could you stay away from me for so many years? Did you ever think of me?
I've thought of you all the time, he said. I learned you were married only a little while ago. I have had many hard adventures since I saw you last, but all my struggles have been only for you, Kathy.
Catherine, said Edgar harshly, come to the table. Our tea is getting cold.
Heathcliff did not stay more than an hour. When he left, Ellen asked him if he was going to Gimmerton.
No, I am going to Wuthering Heights, he answered.
Hindley asked me to come there when I visited this morning.
Ellen did not know what to think. Why would Hindley ask Heathcliff to stay with him? The two men hated each other. Ellen remembered that Heathcliff had promised her he would have his revenge on Hindley. Ellen had a feeling that it would have been better for everyone if Heathcliff had stayed away from Wuthering Heights.